Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How can I help you?
Yeah, I may have just talked to you. I don't know. My name is Travis. Yeah, I got two of these supplements that came in the mail, and I don't want them. You know, I've contacted you folks by email, and I think I even called some dude and said, hey, I don't want these. And, you know, now I'm getting charged, like, you know, $180 for both of these.
Yes, sir. To further assist you, let me start off by getting your zip code, okay?
Yeah, 48183.
Yeah, first and last name?
First name's Travis. Last name is Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S.
Give me just a moment here, Mr. Phipps. Confirm your shipping address for me, Travis.
Yeah, 25164 Marsh Creek Boulevard, apartment 101, Woodhaven, Michigan, 48183.
All right. And what seems to be the problem here?
Well, I mean, apparently, you know, this little trial or whatever, I must have put my name in there for that. So they sent me, by accident, I didn't mean to, they sent me these pills in the mail. And, you know, I emailed them back, and they said, well, you'll have to call to do it, I think. And I talked to some man, and I told him to cancel it back in March. But anyway, I've been charged on my card, and I talked to a lady earlier. And first she said, well, we might do like 80% off. Would you be willing to do that? I said, well, yeah, I'll do that for you. And then she said, well, she talked to her supervisor, and they said, well, no, it's already been charged. The trial's over, so we can't do that. So, I mean, I just want some type of compromise here, folks. I mean, I did try to cancel it, and they're saying, well, you know, we can't do it via email, yada, yada, whatever. I mean, I don't want the, they're unopened. They're on my countertop setting. I've tried to cancel it. And so, I mean, I just want, I mean, you all need to help me out a little bit, too. Send me, charge me full price for these. I don't want. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just talking. Okay, so I did pull up your account, and I did see that she did cancel your account for you. So you don't have to worry about any more charges or anything coming out of your account because she did cancel, he or she, whoever took the call, they did cancel your account for you.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, I'm talking about right now on my card, I'm being charged like $182 for these two bottles that came in the mail. I mean, I tried to cancel before.
Okay.
And
she
said it was on record.
Gotcha. What happened was when you ordered on March the 20th, for the cleanse and stuff, you paid $6.70 and $7.45. What happened was once you paid those shipping and handling charges for those products, they shipped out the products, you received them. We assumed that you liked them because in 14 days, we did not get a call back saying that, you know, you want to cancel, you don't like them. So we assumed you like them and we billed you full price for each product. That's what you was just billed for the product that you received back in March. The April charges are for the products that you received back in March because they after those 14 days, they did bill you full price for the product.
Yeah, I mean, so, what I don't understand is I tried to cancel in between that time. I mean, I called. They said I was charged with a shipping and handling. I said, look, I don't want these. I said, I'll send them back. And they said, no, you can't do that. We don't take them back, yada, yada. I said, well, okay. I said, I don't want them. So my understanding was that it was canceled, and I get this on my card, and I'm like, what is this?
Okay. So it says here that your last charges was the $91 and the $92 back in early April 5th, to be exact.
Right.
But they haven't been – let me see. Why is your account – Please give me just a moment here, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, sir. I do apologize, but I do see back on March the 31st where you did get an email saying to call customer service. I am sorry that maybe you didn't see the email. You're just not calling today, but I did see in my system that I did send you an email on the 31st of March saying to call customer service.
Right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, well, whatever. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling customer support.